Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Nathan Brown and Ryan Girdle last week picked the blue side. Not sure it will be the official blue side. We can ask Freddie. He'll join us in a little while, so see what he's taken on board.
Oh, he certainly listened to me and Girds.
Yeah.
Put Daniel Safidi in. I told you Daniel Safidi is
there. Yeah, we faxed it through to him as well, so he would have got it.
Absolutely brilliant. Just looking at the other side of the equation, the sad news for Origin and certainly for Queensland is that Kalyn Ponga has decided that shoulder injury, it won't see him through an Origin series. He will go into surgery fairly shortly, I'd imagine. Therefore, he'd be right for almost 5 months, close to right for the start of the season for Newcastle.
Yeah, well, I think they put out a statement he'd be right for round one, won't he? Which is, that's great news for the Knights. Disappointing for Kalyn, though, because Kalyn's still a growing player, you know, and you get your best growth in the preseason. You know, you get the coaches can get people to try and add things to their game. And if you look at, you know, the Tedescos and Slaters and these blokes, what they add to their game from year to year to year, you get so much out of playing, but pre-season's the where you can really grow your game, so that's disappointing for Kalyn to miss a pre-season. I know he missed when I was up there with him, he missed his second one with us because he had ankle surgery, you know, so these players, you'd like them to have more time to work on their game, so it's disappointing from that point of view. But AJ Brimson, what a talent, who's looks like he
you
might
think
get
out. Just go straight in,
His form was outstanding in the back half of the year, and he's a football player. And if you look what Wayne's coaching at South Sydney at the moment, there's a lot of football players, and the new rules with the more spaces and quicker games suit football players. And, what a terrific player. I'd love to see him get a game.
It was interesting, actually, during the week when it came out, I think on Tuesday, that Kalyn might miss Origin and he was going to see the specialist on Thursday. And they had an event up in Queensland and some of the Maroons legends were interviewed about it. And Steve Renoff, I found quite interesting, said, it's for Origin, you know, just get needled up, play through the pain. But I guess the fact that he's so young, that affects his longevity, you know.
He's also now reportedly on over $1 million a year, so he's a marquee player for the Knights. And if he goes and plays and then he misses the first 8-10 weeks for the Knights, that could have a bad effect on the Knights' season. So there comes a time where the players certainly need to put their club first when they're such a big earner, which is quite clearly what Tom Trbojevic has done. He's put Manly first, which I think's a correct thing to do because, again, he's a $1 million player and we've all seen how well Manly play when Tom's on the field and we've seen how Manly perform without Tom. So I don't think these kids don't want to... I think they'd do it if it wasn't going to affect their club so much.
And the thing is, too, it's not as if Kalyn had just scraped in, and how great is this? I'm getting a chance at Origin. He's going to be playing Origin for a long time, so it's not like he's going to be missing out on his spot. No.
And this also needs to be brought into the discussion when they talk about potentially moving Origins to the end of the year and how many people are going to be unavailable as opposed to that, you know, the middle of the year period.
Yeah, exactly. But the script's just being written for Wayne Bennett, isn't it? Because they're going to be so the classic Queensland underdogs.
Everyone's going to write them off.
You look at, you know, Kalyn Ponga now, but Kyle Felt, Corey Oates, Michael Morgan, Moses Mbai, Anthony Milford, Ash Taylor, David Fifita, and they're all ruled out. Cameron Munster's carrying that knee injury. We don't know whether he'll be around. Valen Holmes not there for the first game.
When these things start to happen, though, people start to throw names up at blokes that wouldn't have been playing anyway. It sort of becomes a bit of a feeding sort of frenzy, you know. But there's
blokes, that's true. Anybody who was ever...
Whoever's a Queenslander who's injured now was going to play when they weren't going to play anyway.
Well, just supports the story. We just, you know, add a bit of GST to make the story seem a bit more sexy.
What we can guarantee is that Wayne will put a side out there that performs at a very good level. Yeah. That's what we can be assured.
And I mean, the timing's just perfect to bring him back into the fold, isn't it? Because you get a young coach and he comes in and he feels like, you know, his reputation and job's on the line. He needs to pick, you know, the older, more established players and just try and get a job done. Whereas Wayne, whose reputation, you know, regardless of the result at the end of this series, really isn't going to be changed at all. And he goes in and is able to pick all these young guys and give them an opportunity, knowing that, you know, it's not really going to fall back on him, the series. It'll be the players, and they'll understand that as well. And he gives them an opportunity. And if they take it, well, it becomes another story in Origin, doesn't it? So it's perfect timing for the Queenslanders.
I get a sense that Wayne would prefer that. He'd prefer everything to be against them, don't you think?
Did you play in the series, Girds, when Fatty coached at you and they had, like...
So I was in Super League.
The two sides that were poles apart, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
The poles apart.
That was the one where Benny Eichen had to introduce himself to Fatty because
he didn't know who he was. Yes, who's this bloke? Thought he was going to get an autograph or something, didn't he?
Exactly, and they got that job done. As I said, we'll speak with Freddie Fitley in the next hour. Jared Croker as well.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream, steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.